With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The seeds of law and order planted not that long ago by President Trump in Washington, D.C. are bearing fruit. Last weekend alone, 68 arrests, 15 firearms seized in a single night. There have been nearly 400 arrests since the president's crackdown on crime was launched. The president's riding a wave of popularity in the polls, given a boost by his sit-down last week with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agnew reporting.
North Carolina's Outer Banks is among coastal areas bracing for fierce winds, heavy erosion, and flooding from Hurricane Erin. Cat 2 storm whipping up heavy surf and dangerous rip currents.
About 100 people each year drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches, and they account for the most beach rescues. Hurricane Erin is bringing these same potentially deadly rip currents. Rip currents don't pull you under. Instead, the narrow channels of water sweep a swimmer out to sea. Lifeguards say, don't panic. Swim parallel to the shore until you can get out of the rip current. And of course, if the beach is closed or if there are warnings up, stay out of the water. I'm Julie Walker.
The Kremlin says it is considering President Trump's suggestion of direct talks between Russian President Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. On Wall Street, the Dow trading about 48 points higher, the Nasdaq down 136. This is SRN News. Young people don't have much to do with church.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force has issued a memo saying that transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will not be allowed to argue before a board of their peers to keep their job. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. It also states that the boards must recommend separation of the member if the airman is living openly as a member of the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Attorneys for Meta say a lawsuit brought by the families of the victims of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, should be thrown out.
The suit alleges that Instagram, which is owned by Meta, allowed the promotion of firearms on the social media platform, and those advertisements encouraged the teenage gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers in that massacre. Meta lawyers in court say the company's advertising restrictions did not give firearms companies a playbook on how to work around Instagram's rules. Jason Walker reporting.
Minnesota has joined a group of other states suing TikTok, claiming the app uses addictive algorithms that harm young people's mental health. The lawsuit was filed this week. The case follows similar suits from about 24 other states. TikTok disputes the claims, stating it has safety measures in place. More details at SRNNews.com.